With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Michael.
I'm Jake.
And welcome to the Imposter Syndrome Podcast.
Beep, 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 beep.
The air horn. It's been so long.
It's returned from this long journey. I took a pilgrimage to discover myself.
The sound, yeah.
All right.
It heard the farts from the last episode. It's like, nah, Chief, I can't do this.
No, Mike. He's like, I need to learn about myself now. What am I doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's his episode.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? There's no really set topic for this one.
No, not at all. We're kind of just free balling it, right?
Yeah. Which is actually, I've heard some of you have liked that. So I think it's a good idea to sprinkle these in.
Yeah, once in a blue moon, right?
Yeah.
It's basically when we run out of ideas.
Shh, don't say that. They don't know. All right. How's your week been?
It's been all right. You know what I mean? I had a bachelor party over the weekend. Yeah,
it was good?
Very fun. Yeah, we rented an Airbnb in Vermont. So we were there from Friday to Monday.
Nice.
I was drunk the whole weekend, pretty much.
I mean, that's valid. Sure, it's a bachelor party.
Yeah, it was super fun. Smash tournaments, drinking games. We did a beer Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was fun. We did a hike, Haystack Trail in Wilmington. It's 5 miles.
Ooh.
All incline.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was tough, but it was fun. We were like 3,500 feet in the air. I think you could see like mountains like that were in New Hampshire or something. So this huge like river lake thing. I don't even know what it was. I can't say. But it was humongous and it was really nice. I enjoyed it a lot.
Well, that sounds fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good time. Monday I was exhausted though.
Yeah, I can imagine, right?
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, I have work tomorrow.
Yeah, party all week. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
What about you?
Well, right after we recorded our podcast.
Yeah.
You may be surprising to most people, but even skeletons can get sick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I just got bodied super hard for this past week. And it's like, well, I guess I wasn't going to be productive. All right.
I know. You texted me and you're like, you feeling all right? And I thought somehow you knew I was drunk. You know? That's why I said, like, LOL, like, you know, I was just, like, doing my thing or whatever. And you were like, no. Like, I have a 106 fever. Like, yeah. I'm feeling it right now. I said, oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, where? I was like, oh, I really hope I didn't get him sick, because that would be just, no, I feel like a huge asshole.
I'm a tank. I felt nothing.
I see. I have the thing where it happens like once a year. Just once I get super sick. Just once it happens. And I think also because like the whole COVID thing, like we've been staying inside, doing a lot of sanitizers and like wearing masks, that like I'm more susceptible now. So like I just took double damage while I was sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, I can't work outside because I'm just like, and I don't want to like mix or do anything. So I'm just going to spend my time catching up on some stuff.
Yeah.
So first off, let's start with some games, right?
Sure.
The alpha for Well, no, sorry. The beta for the new Skullgirls character has came out, so you can actually beta test a character.
Oh, that's kind of cool that they did that.
Yeah, and I was trying her out, Umbrella, and yeah, she. And when she comes out, you boys are gonna be so salty when we play. Oh my god, it's gonna be amazing.
What, she's broken.
It's gonna be a lot of grabs. And a lot of, like...
Nah, I'm jumping the whole game. You're not grabbing me.
Oh, no, like...
I'm jumping the whole game.
Dude, because, like, the whole gimmick is... It's a little girl, but she has this, like, living umbrella called Hunger.
Sure.
And it's, like, a living umbrella that's, like, alive and has, like, eyes and a huge mouth and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, you can literally, like, half screen, like, a tongue unfurls out... grabs like command grabs and just pulls back.
Oh my god.
Oh man, I'm like, I know you will probably be fine. Yeah. Raph, nah.
Well, Raph is apparently like the king because he just spams and it works for him.
No, it worked in Killer Instinct. You can get away with that in Killer Instinct. Skrull Girls, no, because the assist system breaks it.
Okay.
And also because I know what I'm doing more so than Skullgirls.
That's true, but then we can play fighters, and we all know how that'll turn out.
We all have our strengths, you know?
I'm excited, though.
Don't worry. When Nickelodeon All-Stars comes out,
bro, you will see. Don't even blaspheme and
have
give
you,
me that name.
Have you seen the gameplay?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's bad?
No, it's good.
Wait, it's good?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't believe you, bro. I have to look it up.
Because everyone was like, okay, Smash clone. But it is not entirely a Smash clone. It's like the most chaotic nonsense you've ever seen. And, like, you can chain grab in this game. You can wave dash. Like, it is... There are some broken systems happening in here.
Okay.
And I would, if this makes enough money.
Oh, there's loops? What the hell?
Yeah. The grab is also stupid.
SpongeBob's going to be broken.
They're all broken.
I'm trying to see some actual gameplay.
I mean, this is a tutorial one. You can't hear because the volume's down, but like.
Oh, okay. So then.
There's actual matches you can watch.
Yeah, let's see if this is something.
Yeah, it's just, you're like, what? Why is this?
Oh my god, the turtles are in this shit?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
On the Avatar stage, right?
Oh, shoot. If we could play as Aang.
Yeah, probably.
Can play as Aang. I'll buy this game just for that. Okay, it's literally Smash, but okay. Like, to the T. How did they get the licensing to do this? This is really a carbon copy. Oh, the spike, the down spike? What the heck?
The air, there's air dash systems, which are just what, you know?
Yeah.
Cause you can chain grab, like I said. So like you grab, throw somebody, go in air, grab, spike.
It's, oh my like, god.
Oh fuck. Also, you can grab off the floor too.
Wait, really? So if someone's hanging, you mean?
No, like if they're on the floor.
Oh, like if they're just laying?
Yeah, you could just grab them. I'm just like, I don't know if you could do that at Smash, though.
I don't know, actually. I've never tried it, usually because people don't. It's so fast-paced, yeah. You don't really lay like that. Not unless you're trolling.
Block system is also busted, too.
Dude, they have armor, I think. I think SpongeBob has armor on some of his moves.
Because, like, unlike the bubble system with Smash,
yeah,
the parry doesn't break. Or the block doesn't break, it just pushes you backwards.
Okay.
So, to counter that, if you either do, like, perfect parries, or if you just push in their direction, you don't get pushed back as much, and you can counter.
That's crazy.
It's like...
Dude, that's so wild. How do they get away with this? It's literally Smash.
I don't know. It's amazing, though. I'm just like, please be good. Give me a reason.
I want to see the roster.
Yeah, I know the turtles, cat dog's in there.
Cat dog? Oh, my
cat
God.
Cat dog's in there. There's a match of no cat way. Dog and Lucy Loud or whatever.
Oh, shit. That's kind of cool.
And then Danny Phantom.
Yeah, I think I saw that. He's probably in there. They have to have Phantom in there.
I think Fairly Odd Parents is in there too, probably.
Is it like Pokemon Trainer where like he controls them? That'd be kind of cool.
I don't know.
I wonder how Timmy, like, is it the Odd Parents or is it like Timmy Turner with them?
I don't know.
I wonder how that would look. Maybe it's like Ice Climbers or like Lucina. Or like he can like control them to do melee and stuff.
Maybe.
That'd be cool. Oh, damn, that down spike is crazy. Oh, shit.
So, I'm like, I feel like the competitive scene might eat that up.
And yeah.
We're going to start seeing competitive Nickelodeon All-Stars
play. All-Stars is going to be at Evo.
I know. Oh, my Imagine. God. Imagine. Yeah, Brawl, cry me some more tears.
Yeah.
Melee.
I'm going pro in Nickelodeon All-Stars. Going to dedicate my time in life to become a pro.
I only main Nigel Thornberry.
Just for the meme. Nigel Thornberry.
There was a match between him and I think April or someone.
Yeah.
And some of his moves are just fucking stupid because he does like, he transforms kind of into like an animal.
Yeah.
So he's like a dolphin one. And it's like, I think it's like a recovery or lift sort of thing. I'm just like,
yeah.
What? Yeah. Anyway. But Skullgirls, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's on a huge tangent.
Yeah, I know.
We can't escape Nickelodeon All Stars, no matter how much I want to.
Nah, you can't escape. It's like a decent semi. I mean, the only problem with it is that I feel like they got a really small budget, and the team's like, we're just going to make the game good. Sound effects, fuck it.
Yeah, it's going to
No one's getting voices, and we're using royalty free.
Oh, man.
Now I'm like, so,
bruh,
if it's actually...
I know you're going to make me play it.
I mean, not going to make you play. I'm going to make you experience it.
Oh, okay. It's going to be like, it's going to change my life.
I want, because it's also coming out on PC too.
Is it coming out on PC?
So I'm going to wait a little bit.
See how the reviews are.
Well, the reviews are in. If the reviews are in, and also if someone mods in like actually good sound effects.
That'd be cool.
Because then I'd be like, actually like a...
Like a decent game.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because, yeah, the presentation's a little lackluster, but gameplay's there, kind of.
What else you been playing or watching?
Watching. I just one more episode, but I have watched through basically the whole season of Vinland Saga.
Okay.
On Amazon. I got into it because people were like, it's kind of like Berserk. And I was like, well, I love Berserk, so please give me some.
Yeah.
Did you watch the anime for Vinland Saga?
No, I started reading the manga, and then I wasn't really reading manga at the time.
Yeah,
it was kind of like I just dropped it, unfortunately.
Yeah, so
I know like it's kind of like the Danes, right?
Yeah, it's basically a semi-historical story with like during the whole like Viking siege of England and
yeah,
stuff.
Like Saxon versus Dane.
Yeah, yeah. Basically. And you're kind of following, the story of, well, I would like to say you're following the character of this boy named Forthin.
Okay.
But really, you're not.
Yeah, really?
You're following a guy, basically, who, like, is his enemy.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I don't want to spoil, but, like,
yeah.
It's just funny because, like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, Forfin's in this. Right. one of my favorite characters, though, in Vinland Saga is this guy named Thorkell.
Okay. His name is Thorkell?
Well, I mean, it's like Thorkell. Like,
okay, Thorkell.
Yeah.
Got it.
And the whole gist is he's a giant dude and he just likes fighting a lot.
Sounds familiar.
yeah. But like, literally, there's a thing where it's like the enemy army is retreating, and he's kind of like, "Wait, hold on, why? Why are you guys leaving? Like, we're still here. Come on, man."
It's like, bro, this was just getting started. Come on.
I was getting excited. I got my axes, you know, and everyone's like cheering around. It's like, oh yeah, we got the enemy back. It's like, whoa, no, please wait. Yeah. I mean, you should definitely check it out. It's by Wit Studio. the anime.
Okay. I mean, it's on Amazon, you said, right?
Yes.
I can definitely take that for sure.
Yeah. And once I finish this last episode, I might go try to get to the manga and catch up on that.
Yeah, right. That's what I usually like to do. Once an anime kind of hooks me, then I read the manga.
Yeah.
Seems to be a trend for me. Sometimes I'll start manga and continue it onward, you know?
Yeah, very feely.
But I have a hard time doing it. Like, for Chainsaw Man, I started reading Chainsaw Man, but I know when the anime comes out, I'm going to be, like, all over it, you know?
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean? So I just know how I am with that kind of stuff. I was recently watching on Netflix Black Summer. Have you heard of it?
I think, did you mention it the other podcast?
I don't believe so, because I wasn't aware of it at the time. At least I don't think so. I was.
What is it about?
All right, so it's, I mentioned Kingdom last time.
Kingdom, that was what I mentioned, yeah.
So this is another zombie one, ironically.
Okay.
Okay, because I was telling people at the bachelor party about Kingdom, and they told me about Black Summer. But this one's different, so it takes place now in like a dystopian society. It's present day.
Okay.
Okay. What's cool about it is that so far, as far as I've gotten, I'm like on episode 8 or something, and they don't give an origin as to where the virus came from.
Okay.
So it does chapters every season, on every episode, excuse me. Sorry. Chapters every episode. So for example, it'll say like dog as a title, which is one of them, right? And it was just one of the characters that you're following who was walking because he just escaped the scenario. Mm. And he sees a dog walking. And he's like, hey, come here, right? And then the dog just looks at him and ignores him and keeps walking. And it's like, I guess, impactful in the sense because he's looking for like some type of companionship because he's scared of shit.
Right, yeah.
Because it begins with basically there's this town and everyone's trying to evacuate to this stadium, okay?
Okay.
And the army's there to help and everything.
Yeah.
But they're taking temperatures, they're checking for wound marks, all these things. And it follows like several different characters throughout the whole journey.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter who they are, they're expendable.
Mm.
Like, they made a whole chapter about this woman named Barbara, right?
Yeah.
Where she's, like, in a car, and some guy is like, oh, like, let's drive together, right?
Yeah. But
because it's dystopian, and everyone doesn't know what's going on, right? They're like, she's like, no. You're gonna just take the car and kill me or something, right?
Right.
So he's like, no, I swear to God, I have a family. I'm a nice guy. I won't do it to you, right?
Yeah.
I won't do it. I promise. I won't do it. And she eventually gets convinced, and as soon as he gets in the car, he's like, get out of the fucking car. And she's like, what? He's like, I will hit you. Get out of the fucking car. And, like, you see, like, she has to get out, and now she's stuck. And, like, literally, she's fodder. She dies, like, another episode later. They don't give a shit, bro. They don't give a shit. It's pretty crazy. Like, they don't care at all.
Hmm.
So that's a minor one because she's not that important. You know, that's why I felt like it was okay to share that part. Yeah. But in general, like, it's pretty crazy. Like, they just keep following different people every episode. And it's not like one episode is dedicated to one person, right? They follow everybody within a sequence of that time.
Okay.
And it's kind of like you see how sometimes they join together. Like, two characters will find each other and then they'll separate and then or something like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's interesting so far. It's kind of like a mystery almost. Like, what's happening? Like, what do they do? How did this happen?
Oh, you know,
where even are they? They don't dictate like a location at all.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah.
I also saw the Witcher movie.
Ooh.
On Netflix.
Ooh, yeah. I've been seeing some clips of that.
Yeah. Actually. It was the first scene, bro. Let's just say they in total Castlevania fashion, it's gory as shit.
Of course.
Right? Because the Castlevania team is the one who created the movie.
Right.
So the movie is a prequel to season one.
Yeah.
Or kind of, so if you don't really know much about The Witcher, right?
I know very, like, I watched a Netflix series.
Oh, you've seen the Netflix series?
I saw the Netflix series.
Okay.
And I know, like I know Geralt, obviously. And
yeah.
I know Yennefer and...
Yeah, so basically this is, it's about Geralt's master.
Oh, okay.
Vesemir. Okay. And it basically, just to give, you know, without really spoiling anything, it's basically, like... If you know anything about The Witcher, you know that there's not that many of them anymore.
Mm, yeah.
Right? That. Like, there's implied that there used to be, like, you know, an organization, but it's no longer the case.
Right.
Like, anytime you look at Kaer Morhen, which is, like, their operation for the wolf faction of The Witchers, you see that it's, like, in shambles and stuff, and you just don't know what happened to it.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie is, like, the precursors to figure out what exactly happened to The Witchers and why there's not so many left anymore.
Right.
And things like that. Super epic. it's a decent story. The characters are pretty likable in general, and the action's like amazing.
Because yeah, it's a Castlevania team.
Yeah, it's so it looks so good, man.
And I found out the creative, the like director for seasons 1 and 2, also worked on the Owl House, and I was like, wow. Like,
yeah, you see the
Castlevania, yeah. Disney.
Yeah, right. It's like how, yeah, you know. Actually, the voice actor for Alucard is the one who plays Vesemir.
Oh, is it really? Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay,
so cool. You see some shout-outs and stuff. And I think there's another voice actress who played the main villain, and I think she was Carmilla. I'm not positive, but she did sound a lot like the Carmilla voice actress.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, because, you know, yeah, exactly, because the team, you know, was working on it and everything.
Yeah.
But I definitely enjoyed it. It was a great movie.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely check that out.
Please do, especially if you like The Witcher.
Yeah.
And want to know more, because Vesemir is going to appear in season 2. He's already been casted, so this is like kind of like, oh, you get to know him beforehand, and then, yeah, you know.
All right, cool. I've been reading some stuff too.
Sure.
So Webtoon, right?
Sure.
Webtoon kind of has a rep now, where like you've seen some shows have been brought over from Webtoon.
Yeah, like God of High School,
Tower of God.
Tower of God was sick.
A lot of gods. And some of them are either pretty good, some of them are
yeah.
Right? And also like I don't like sometimes you get ads where it's like it kind of gives like a brief like story highlight
for
a thing that's on Webtoon.
Sure.
And what I've seen is it's either some Fujoshi trash. Okay. Or it's some gay boys.
Okay.
And you're like, okay. Cool, I guess. Or it's like some horror thing where it's like, I came to my apartment and I said hello to my mom and she's like, I'm going to kill you. And you're like, what is happening? Whoa. And I'm thrust in this crazy nightmare.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It's kind of like one of those.
Yeah.
Either or. But. One I've recently found is called I'm the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
I wonder why, right?
But I can see you liking that for sure.
Yeah. And it's actually, I kind of just benched through the whole thing.
Sure.
And it's actually a decent, good story.
What's it called?
I'm the Grim Reaper.
Okay.
The whole gist is this girl gets sent to hell and Satan plucks her out and is like, listen, you're due to go to the 9th layer of hell because you did the most horrendous shit ever, and that's rad. So to forsake that punishment, you're gonna be my Grim Reaper, and you have to go kill sinners on the surface.
Okay.
Every day you have to kill one, and if you miss your quota, you're getting your ass sent to the 9th layer. And she doesn't know what she did either. So she's kind of like, what? I'm going to the 9th? What?
She's like, what did I even do?
Yeah, right? So the whole story is kind of like her trying to figure out what the fuck she did in her life. Meanwhile, also like dealing with other shenanigans happening about her.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. I mean, the art style is kind of like that Webtoons
anime flair. I know what you mean. It's like that simplified, not as detailed.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some cool design in there, like when things go
south
or like demonic, like the designs are like, and you're like, oh, okay, cool. And even the backgrounds, about most of them are kind of these like pictures of cityscapes and stuff. They're like edited to kind of still have an uneasy feel to them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's pretty good. Like, there's effort. All right. And I appreciate that. And yeah, I mean, I don't know if you would be ever interested in reading it, but
I don't know. Me and Webtoons, I haven't gotten there yet. If I'm going to read a Webtoon, the first one I want to read, just for my friend's sake, is Solo Leveling.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they love that shit. And I started it like a little bit, but if I'm going to read a Webtoon first, it has to be that one.
Fair.
Plus, I heard it's, like, really good anyway.
Yeah, probably. I mean, there's a bunch of, like, we talked about a couple of podcasts ago, Lore Olympus is on Webtoon.
Yeah, exactly. It's another one. Yeah. I remember that as well.
But yeah, that's what I've been reading.
Cool.
And I don't know. I have something I have going to read tomorrow.
What's that?
Which is the final chapter of Berserk.
Dun dun dun.
It feels weird. It feels weird.
I bet, right? Because it has to be kind of bittersweet, right? Because yes, now there's a finality to it, which is cool. But at the same time, it's not necessarily what the end would have been. It's kind of like with The Dark Knight, like Heath Ledger died before they could finish the film.
Right, yeah.
So it's kind of like one of the, like what could have been, you know?
Yeah. I can't tell too much because you're not caught up.
Not at all. I'm only in volume 2.
Yeah, so. Nowhere near for me to tell anything.
But I'm excited though because I'm collecting the deluxe volumes. Yeah. I'll have the whole series, you know, which is kind of cool.
I got to get on that. I got to start collecting the deluxe volumes.
Hell yeah, man.
I still want the figure.
Which one? The Figma?
The
Berserk form, right? Where he goes all savage, that statue.
Yeah, I wanted that still so badly.
Get it.
Well, I tried getting it, and it was like, it was damaged on the way. And we canceled the order. And I was
Yeah. It sold out?
I don't know if it sold out, but I was like.
It's probably up, though.
I know.
You got to go through the scalpers now.
I was already going for the scalpers.
Damn, really? At least they refunded you. Scalpers are sometimes, you know, shady.
I mean, it's Amazon, so it's at least.
Okay.
But yeah, the problem is like a Berserk figures, they're not really figures, they're statues.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And like they're really cool statues. The problem is they're like in the thousands of dollars. And I'm like, not spending thousands of dollars on a Berserk statue.
You know, it's not to cut you off from the Berserk chapter because we'll get to it in a second. But speaking of like ridiculous statue prices, right?
Right.
I remember a few months back, I went to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And the person I was with loved country stores. So we would go to like different country stores like all over the place, right? Mm. And I would just, you know, I didn't really care for that. So I didn't buy anything. I was just looking around.
Right.
But I would see statues that were like, bro, these things are so crappy. Right?
Mm.
Like I saw this Batman one and it just looked terrible. Like it just looked like all right, I can get this for $20 at Target, right?
Yeah.
Guess the price.
Hundreds?
Like, give me like a specific one.
150.
Nah.
300?
Close.
320.
Close.
Higher or lower?
400.
400?
Yeah.
Jeez. How big was it?
Literally this tall.
Really?
So, like, the height of like my 13 inch computer, essentially.
Oh.
Yeah. Or I would see like a bear head for like 600. And I'm like, you're tweaking out right now with these prices.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm like, did the store really buy it for that price, and then, or a little bit lower, and now they have to upsell?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's a little.
I don't understand. Like, listen, if it's like this super complex, hyper detailed armored out, like different, complete original design sculpture, then I'd be like, all right. And it's like, you know, maybe like I don't know, like 20 inches or something.
Yeah,
I'd be like, okay, I understand why right. it's. $550 or whatever, right? But it was not. It was this classic suit, very simple. You can clearly tell it didn't take that long. Yeah. Like, you know, and it was like old. You could just tell. Yeah, I don't understand that. But anyway, statues prices are kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Back to Berserk.
Yeah, I mean, Berserk. I mean, I saw a picture on Reddit of someone had their collection and it was like 8 of the Berserk statues. And you're like, damn, boy, like,
yeah,
that's a lot.
Spent a band.
that's a car. You basically just bought a car.
You basically just bought a car.
I mean, good for you.
I mean,
also.
If you have that money, then you know, who am I to say it's your money?
Those
right?
figures are fucking rad, but
yeah,
like,
but still.
But I think one day when you finally get caught up, we will have a proper Berserk talk about,
because yeah,
I feel like the both times we've talked about Berserk, we haven't really
always go off the rails with Berserk.
Go off the rails, and I can't tell things because you haven't.
Yeah, because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna say, for a final chapter, was not meant to be a final chapter. It had moments that we really needed before Berserk closed out.
Okay,
and I'm really happy we got that. I mean, there was also like a fucking plot twist thing right at the last frame.
Yeah, right.
And you're just like,
yeah.
Berserk
sequel.
Ugh. I mean, here's also the thing. Young Animal, the publishers of Berserk, they were talking about in the kind of post, were like, we're not saying it's completely off the table continuating.
Yeah.
But right now, we just want to kind of keep to maybe his wishes and talk about this and just kind of figure out where we want
to
go.
I mean, that's the right way to go, right? Yeah. At least they're not thinking solely about the money, because they know if they were only thinking about the money, they would be like sequels coming 2023. You know what I mean?
I mean, because the issue is, from what we've last heard, Mira did not have a whole plan given to anybody.
Like for the end, right?
Yeah. Because he kind of switched it a couple of times. And so...
plus, like, who knows how much longer he wanted to go at the same time.
That's also the thing. I mean, like, in where we are now, you kind of see a direction it could go. But then this thing just happened and you're kind of like...
yeah, you're like, your mind kind of...
I don't know. Where's the story going now?
Yeah. You're all over the place. You can't tell anymore.
Yeah, so... you know what? If it ends here, I'm fine. Sure.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, at least there's an ending. It's not like a AOT or, you know, or something like
that. I mean, for an ending that was not planned, this is an okay place to stop.
That's what I'm saying, right? It's like you take what you can get at that point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at least they're ending the series and it didn't leave like off like on this like... you know, empty note with no closure.
Berserk did a better ending with its not intended ending than Attack on Titan did with its two attempts at ending.
I know. I'm still waiting for another fan chapter of the ending to come out.
I'm actually... what do you think is going to happen with the anime? Do you think they're going
to
try...
do you think they're going to change it or try to make it better?
I don't know. What
you mean? I mean, MAPPA definitely knows how to sell something, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, because original endings never work either, you know?
I mean...
so it's like, I have never seen an original saga in an anime, you know?
Yeah.
That deviates from the manga that's ever gone well. Blue Exorcist, garbage. Akame Ga Kill, garbage. Freaking Promised Neverland.
I was on Crunchyroll.
Garbush!
I was on Crunchyroll the other day, and I made some like crunchy list with a new feature.
Sure.
And it was like, I named it, Fantastic Fantasies or whatever.
Sure.
And literally in the list was Promised Neverland. And I was like, gotta get rid of that.
gotta take that off the queue.
Gotta take it off. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. I'm super sad that they fucked it because season one was so good.
I know, right?
Yeah. So if they were to do that, I don't know. I kind of want them to just adapt it the way it's supposed to be.
Just
because
so
then everyone could be mad together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone who just watches the anime can just be as upset as everybody else.
And then a couple years down the line, you get Attack on Titan Brotherhood.
Yeah, right? That redoes it or something? Yeah. I don't know, man.
That's actually a discussion that's been having with Berserk of like,
they need a proper anime. Well, and now that it's over, it's like, this is kind of the best time, no?
Well, even, like, aside of proper anime, I was even going to say, like, because some of the assistants were like, maybe we can try continuing it, you know? And I was like, what you could do that won't, like, totally offend everybody...
sure.
...is if you have, like, a, like, Berserk Brotherhood thing of, like... this is our attempt to close the story. And it's not going to be like what Mira attended, but like this is based
off... it's like a B-sides?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But like, so you can have an attempt at an ending, but it's not like the ending if you
so
don't want it to be.
Riddle me this, okay?
Okay.
What if they did a spin-off series with the new characters in the Berserk world? So the reason why I say this is, one, you're not shitting on his legacy because you're not taking over his story.
Right.
You're just adapting his world.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Two, it's interesting because there's new Berserk content.
Yeah.
Right. That doesn't feel like it slights the fans at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Three, you can clear up some loose ends by having these characters coincide with his story at some point.
Yeah.
Like, what if this takes place like 20 years after the end of Berserk or something? Okay. Like, again, I don't know how Berserk works, like, so it's hard for me to say.
You're going to come back and, like...
be like, I'm dumb
as hell. A couple months after when you've caught up on Berserk,
yeah.
You're going to be like, what the fuck was I saying? What? Who?
I'm sorry. Don't hate me, Berserk fans, please.
I mean, I do... They actually kind of delved into a little bit within Berserk. Of like, you kind of just... went away from like Guts and stuff.
Well, he was on the boat for a long time, right?
Well, yeah, but like you kind of went almost. You kind of did like a My Villain Academia thing.
Okay.
Of like you kind of chilled with the villains a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
And that was very interesting because you're like, oh yeah, they're kind of.
It's lore. You're building up the world. Anytime a story world builds, I feel like it gets interesting.
Yeah, I mean, talk about that world is built.
Yeah, I guess the reason why I say that, because there's like Bleach and then there's Burn the Witch, right? Which is like the American Soul Society. So it's in the same universe, but has very little correlation.
Wait, hold up. Is it actually the same universe?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's the that's the Western Soul Society is Burn the Witch.
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah, so that's what makes it cool is that it's part of the universe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and don't sound so stupid now, do I, huh?
But I mean...
No, I still do.
I mean, Berserk is hard because, like, it's the story of Guts, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard, like, when you
exit Guts away from it.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm like, it could be something different. That's what I'm saying. It just takes place in that world. It's just for, like, new content of the Berserk saga.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, maybe repercussions of Guts' story can influence what happens. Like, again, it's hard for me to say.
It's hard.
Because I really don't know. I'm just kind of throwing ideas out there as new fan.
I'm thinking of instances... because the Guts travels and he kind of has story arcs with a different cast of characters.
Yeah, you could like pick it up with one of them, right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So like at least they knew him or something, yeah. You know?
I mean, there's also a lot of spots too where it was kind of a little bit vague of like what happened afterwards.
Yeah, you can do
it's just hard.
What are they called? Oh my god. OVAs, right? Yeah. Kind of. Like, you know what I mean? Side stories and things like that maybe. I don't know, like the Berserk collection of short stories, right? Where there's just like mini spin-off things that give more details to stuff. And
what did happen to those blue rhino knights?
Stop it. I don't know if that's important or not, but stop it.
No, that's super early. That's early.
Anyway.
I don't even know if that's in the manga. I don't remember. I know it's in the anime, the 1997 one, because they kind of made this like comedic character. It's like, oh, my techniques, I learned my family for 500 years, and he kind of just gets bodied every single time.
Oh, my God. You always have to have those gag characters, right?
He was a funny gag character, so he was good. That's actually, I mean, if you're not going to read it immediately, you should definitely also just check out the 97 anime.
Come on.
Is the most, what's the word?
Cohesive or it's canon?
Most canon, but also gets the feeling right.
Okay.
Where it's like Berserk is gritty, but it has its goofy moments. It's kind of stupid and it gets the rough moments.
They understand it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You told me that you've been working on Pixiv, right?
Oh, so continuing from episode 4 when we were talking about art sites.
Sure.
During that episode, I was talking about Pixiv, and I was like, I'm not sure if I should get it because, you know.
It's the raunchy Japanese one, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And I finally just bit the bullet and I was like, all right, fuck it. Let's give it a try.
Okay.
All right. So the good, right? The good is one good artist are on there, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. I get to follow you now.
Okay.
There's another cool feature where you can search for something like Jujutsu Kaisen, right?
Sure.
And then you can save it as a favorite tag. So on the top of your page, you will just have tags of
it's like Pinterest that you have like kind collections.
Of. Yeah. Okay. So it's like, oh, I want to just check out the JoJo tab. So click and then that's.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's like hashtags where you can save.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's really cool because like I have my like favorite fandoms. And I'm like, all right. Little Witch Academia. Click JoJo. Click Jujutsu. Click.
Okay.
Watch
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah. As always. Also, I thankfully found out, because I was concerned about the...
Mm-hmm. The raunchy stuff.
No, I mean, listen, like, some titties and stuff, whatever. I could deal with some
Can't
titties.
Can't go wrong, right?
I don't want to see gore that's, like, fetishized. That's the that's where it gets too far, where it's like... Someone fucking someone's intestines, you're like, oh, dude, what the like, hell? What is wrong with you? Like, yeah, right? So thankfully, they have two separate filter tags. Like,
okay.
All right, get rid of all the R18 stuff, or just get rid of the R18 Goro stuff. And I was like,
okay,
thank God. All right.
Oh, okay, so you can kind of like manipulate that.
You can manipulate it. Thank God.
Have you posted anything on there?
No, I'm never going to post anything on there. You get, no. I get random follows from porn bots. That happens. But I was like...
Like, hey, do you want to chat?
Check out my website link. Totally not suspicious in Japanese. And I'm like, nah.
Yeah, nah. Right. Nah.
Nah.
No, thank you.
And that's where my compliments kind of stop. Because there's some issues with it.
All right, lay them out. Let's hear it.
So... I said during the other podcast that Pixiv is kind of like the Japanese version of DeviantArt.
Sure.
And I am not wrong in that statement.
Okay.
Because listen up. They do a thing. Because they have a paid premium
tier. Version.
Right.
Okay.
And I did not do that because no.
Why would you?
Why would I? And they put some restrictions on you if you do not have a premium account. So, all right. First off. Can't check out most popular.
Wait, what? You can't check out the popular tab?
Nope.
That's stupid. You have to have premium to do that?
Yep.
That's really dumb.
You gotta check out most recent all the time.
That's really dumb.
Which is not horrible, but like...
Well, most recent can be...
Anything.
Anything.
Anything. Yeah. So I'm just kind of like...
This art is shit.
This art's pretty shit. All right, cool. Second problem is those tags I was talking about.
Sure.
You can only have 10.
Okay. But with premium, it's unlimited?
Yes.
Figures.
And I already filled them up because I was like, shit.
She.
I filled them all up with trigger IPs.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah. Also, a thing, your browser history is not saved.
So unless you can't. Okay, so you can't like look back. And like say, oh, what was that I searched again?
Literally, it goes back only a day. And then you can
It resets.
You can kind of see also what you did, but you can't click on anything.
That's dumb as hell.
It's so dumb. I'm like, I'm not buying the premium account.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
It's kind of like they really want you to buy
it. They're really pushing for it. Right?
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. That should be something that it sells itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I get it to a... It's like, I don't know. It's like, I get it. You know, they have to sell their product to a degree.
Yeah.
But it's like when YouTube made YouTube Red, and they're like, finally, you can lock your phone and still listen to YouTube with our premium version.
Well...
You know what I mean? And I was kind of like, no.
What was it? Those ads where I was like, watch this ad.
Watch uninterrupted videos. You know? Yeah.
Right. I'm like, you're the one who's creating the ads, you like, motherfucker.
Have you not heard of ad blocker?
This is a racket.
That's what I'm saying. So it's kind of like that. I don't know. It just doesn't really work like that. It should sell it. It should sell itself.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
You know what I mean?
The only other, and then the final.
You shouldn't get basic. Sorry. No, you shouldn't get basic. Things for a premium version. It should give you like most popular should be free.
That's stupid as hell.
That's
so stupid.
The 10 tags, I get that to a degree. I'm not gonna lie.
Like that part is fine.
Yeah.
It's just more like, listen, can I just see the pretty art that everyone likes? Can I do that?
It's just like, can I see the good stuff, please?
Because then it's kind of hard to find new artists.
We have to try hard now to like look at things. You have to like go really through the ringer, and it's just like, what's the point? It's tiring. You know, who has time for that?
I mean, the majority of artists I have found on there were already mostly ones I knew from like Twitter.
You just kind of translated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Final issue is that because it's primarily a Japanese site, most of the users and functions are in Japanese. And sometimes it's a little hard to kind of navigate what the fuck's going on.
You're not doing it on Chrome?
I am on Chrome.
Doesn't it translate everything?
No.
Oh.
And, like, it has some, like, broken English kind of, like, or there's, like, extra... It has a Japan thing.
Okay.
Of, like, there's, like, extra steps to do easy things. Like, sure. Listen, like, I have the porn bots following me. I want to block them. I hit block, and it's, like... You want to, like, give a reason why you blocked this
person? Oh, my God. I'm like... Yeah, right? Like, what's wrong with them?
Like, are they bullying you? Or are they self-harming on this site?
It does not say that.
Are they doing any spammy things? I'm just like, I just want to get rid of them.
It's like, I don't want to give you a biopic of my story. I just wanted them to be gone.
Yeah, I just want them off my account, please. Thank you.
I mean, the Japanese thing, that's a you problem. You just have to learn Japanese.
Got to prep for my eventual one-day trip, too.
My one-day trip. I just want to go near the Gundam. Gundams.
I just want to go to Akihabara and go to the merch store.
Can we go to a cat cafe?
I mean, maybe.
And then Pokemon Center?
We can go to the Pokemon Center.
You want to go to a cat cafe?
I mean, yes and no.
Oh, there's a guy.
I have a cat.
Uncultured swine.
What? No!
I'm joking.
You didn't want to go to the maid cafe?
I know, you fool. What is wrong with you?
No, listen, unless you want to live stream my soul leaving my body.
Yes,
as they make me try to sing the song.
That would be amazing content. Now we're going, Michael. No. It's confirmed.
No,
now we're going.
No.
You just did it to yourself. You have no one to blame.
They're going
to
try to make me put the ketchup on the rice, on the fish.
Oh, hey,
and then I'm like, make me sing the song while I'm doing it. I'm like,
yes.
No.
I'm filming everything, and we'll just put your little Reaper thing over in front of your face.
I was actually thinking about that. I was like, if we eventually get to the point of like
we're doing videos, we should just put the Reaper in front of your face. Yeah. It would just make it so much easier.
I'll be like, I have to create like different expressions. So you yeah, just for paste different it things. On.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we should totally do that. It'd be hilarious.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
So the conclusion is we're going to the maid cafe. That's our first stop.
Listen. If we're going to cafes, right?
Yeah.
There are a couple I actually would want to go to.
The maid one?
No. Depends on which one it is.
Well, yeah, we're not going to go to some shitty one.
Yeah. So there's a like a bodybuilder girl one.
What the fuck? Really?
Yeah, and they make like alcoholic like fruit. So
they choke you out and shit?
Yeah. Well,
they,
no.
Well, no way. They no, don't no, choke no way did they really do. No, that.
But they like do like exercises and shit and like,
hey man, shit. Those girls need love too.
And
you know
they flex
what I mean?
In front of you, and they're like, "Yo, check out this watermelon." Super chill, but
yeah. Oh yeah, sounds real chill.
Well, chill. They like they drink with you, and they're like, "Yeah." Like,
oh my god.
Sugoi. What's his name? Sea Dog VA on YouTube.
Okay.
He does this thing like where he goes and kind of explores these things. Sure. So like he's gone to this bodybuilder one. He went to a gay bar. And went to a yaoi cafe, a regular cafe, and he actually worked at the cafe.
Oh, wow.
And it's so funny because, like, he's a white Welsh dude.
They're probably like, what?
In, like, this airport cafe.
Like, am I in the simulation? Like, what's happening?
It's so funny because he's like, all right, do this, draw the picture, and then do the song. And he's like, and everyone's like, yeah. You know, he's like, oh god.
oh my Christ. All right, so maid cafe, got you. That's what I took from that story. Yeah.
We can go to the cat one. I know a problem with cat.
Nah.
There's also a pig one too.
A pig one, like piglets?
Yeah,
like little pigs. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
they have some weird shit, man.
They have a gimmick for everything. Oh, you know where we need to go to? The Jujutsu Kaisen Cafe.
There's a Jujutsu Kaisen Cafe?
I think there is one right now, yeah.
Oh, dude, man. Let's go tomorrow.
Every hype anime that happens
is always a cafe.
Yeah, basically.
Tokyo Ghoul must have a cafe then.
Yep.
That'd be sick.
They have a JoJo Cafe, which is actually really cool.
Oh, I know you want to go there.
Well, because the guy, it's like an indie one basically.
Okay.
And the guy like has almost every single JoJo figurine and merch that could ever possibly be. Sick.
So you can buy it there too.
You can't buy it.
No, oh, it's just like, display.
It's just displayed and decorated. And actually, the drinks are really good, I've heard. So I'm like, all right.
All right, so we're going to Japan.
So, yeah. One day, imposter.
One day with AccuView contact lenses. Oh, dude, that'd be fun to do a podcast in Japan.
Yeah.
That'd be fun as hell. Come on, it's lying. Arigato
gozaimasu. What are we, a bunch of fucking weebs?
Oh, my God.
Great, I hate you so much.
Oh, my God. So PlayStation had a conference.
Oh. Yeah, can you really tell there was no topic for this week? We're just winging it.
So yes, they had a conference and they showed off some shit.
They literally had the conference today.
Today, mate.
Yeah. Ugh. So I think it's safe to say that we're PlayStation fanboys, right? We can say that.
Yeah, fuck Xbox.
Like,
what exclusives do they have?
Funny joke.
Anyway.
So they had the press conference today. It was around like 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
But we got some delicious drops.
Yeah, we got some pretty good stuff.
All right. We got some tabs open.
And I haven't seen a lot, most of this. The only one that I've seen so far is the first one that we'll watch.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2. Let's get her done.
Let's get her done.
Let's get her done, brother. Let's get her done.
And you've seen this trailer.
I have. Okay. Yes.
So you already know who's at the end.
Yes. All right. So one thing I'd like to say is that I'm slightly disappointed with the new suit designs.
Oh. Okay.
So they are, I don't know. I was comparing the two. Are you serious right now?
It's okay.
We're trying to watch something, you asshole.
He's not on screen yet. It's okay.
All right, fine, whatever. They show a city. They show the insignia sign.
There's a monologue that you can't hear.
So that's something that's interesting, okay? So they made a point to show that the new advanced suit has the four arms.
Yeah.
Now, that's really interesting to me because those were only for the Iron Spider suits before. So I'm curious why he has these now in the advanced suit and where they come from.
If you're looking at these, they're not the same Iron Spider design.
No, they're not.
Like, the one that came with the suit.
Here, let's run it back, see if I can get a better shot of like when he first opens them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so he's, just to clarify, that's pretty cool how he's tugging that dude and he's using them. It almost looks like he has instant kill on his eyes, doesn't it? Just a little bit?
Maybe?
I doubt it, but there'd be no reason for that. All right, so no. You can kind of see, like, do you think those are bolts or are they glowing?
I think you know how in the first game at the end when he makes his custom
suit. Yeah, where it has like those orbs. It has
like the glowing.
The glowing orbs around him. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think like in universe, he has built his own legs. And this is like the PlayStation design.
Yeah.
For the Iron Spider legs.
It's interesting though how he's used.
It also has like a burst.
Yeah. Also, they're coming out of his back. There's no, like, backpack. You can see, like, these little holes where the tendrils come from. So it's interesting how that's going to look in-game. Like, will he always have, like, those little, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Or do they close? Like, how does that... Is it just, like, game physics where they just magically appear? Yeah, like,
probably.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is it, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Now, I did not play or even seen the story of the Miles.
That was really good, man.
So I don't know what actually occurred during that.
Basically, I'm gonna keep it brief. Okay.
Okay. Keep it brief.
Peter goes on a vacation. You know how when MJ was saying how she's gonna go to where oh my god, what's her name? The dude with the guns. The girl with the
gun. Sable.
Thank you. Her country.
Yeah.
Remember she was such there. It's like a war is going there.
Yeah.
He's going with her to be her photographer.
Okay.
And he's leaving a Miles in charge of the city. So there's this new group of police that's coming from this company right? And then there's these villains that are like a gang that are trying to stop this company from doing things, okay?
Okay.
So his friend turns out to be in conjunction with the company, not the company, excuse me, the gang group.
Yep.
And now he's trying to figure out a way to stop it all on his own. All right. It's kind of, it's really good. It's a really good game. And his power, the gameplay for him is really cool. I really love playing it because they give you, you know how like in Into the Spider-Verse, it had like that fragmented like frame rate?
Right.
That gives you that kind of style.
I actually saw they gave you this.
Yeah.
The Spider-Verse suit.
Yeah, and they give you that ability that you can put on any of the suits. So it always just looks like you're kind of out of frame.
That's cool.
Which is super dope. So I figured that they would both be playable in this game, because why not?
Yeah,
obviously. You know what I mean? I mean, it'll definitely have
You're telling me you didn't want to do another stealth mission as Miles Morales?
Dude, I mean, he goes invisible, so those were always really fun and stuff like that.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the ones in the first game.
Oh, no. No, I do not want to do one of those. You don't want
to throw a wrench to distract a guard?
No, thanks.
You don't want to do sneaky?
You don't want to hack a drone?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you. But I figured that would be the case. I know it's going to have a more emphasis on Peter because it's his game. It's not Miles' game.
Right.
So I'm totally fine with that. You want to continue
forward?
Yeah,
you might as well.
Okay. So they're showing Miles' new suit and his electrical abilities. That's interesting. So his lightning has always been yellow.
Yeah, so now it's blue.
But there was yellow and then it was blue.
So it's like
so it's an additional ability. I'm curious to see if that's like the fact that he has it more down.
Black packed. Flash.
Whatever. Anyway, let's continue. So that's a cool shot. You see the masks and you see a little bit of cinematic gameplay where they're working together.
Yep.
So it's probably going to be team takedowns, I'm imagining, is what they're trying to convey there. And then I think we're not playing the volume, but I think Kraven the Hunter is narrating this.
Okay.
And then you see in the alleyway that they're looking at something and they're putting a super amount of emphasis on it. Who could it possibly be?
Yeah, and then you hear, Mommy, wee. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you see
Venom.
Yeah, which is cool. I mean, that was a given. And that's cool, too. That shows something because they put the black background with the white symbol, so they're not only, and it's the Peter Parker symbol, so it's not the Venom symbol, meaning that he's gonna get the symbiote, which is kind of cool. You might see black suit Spider-Man in this game. I mean, we kind of knew. It's kind of interesting what they're doing with this, because in the end of the first game, if you've beaten it, I don't know if you have, you remember that Norman had
Harry
in that tank. Not only was it look like it was goblin fluid that was keeping him alive, but also the symbiote.
Right.
So I guess like they're not gonna do Eddie Brock. I guess they're gonna do that Harry is Venom.
Yeah.
Which is super interesting, I think. And it'd be even more interesting if he had like part of the goblin in him too. So they had this comic story where Carnage, the symbiote, went onto the Green Goblin.
Oh.
And they had like this huge major story where he was super OP now, because not only was the Green Goblin, but now he had Carnage to back him up, and they're both like maniacal as hell, you know?
Okay.
So it's super interesting. I wonder if they're going to do something like that, you know, in general.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely curious. They didn't really show too much, but the suits have not a small update. The suits have a small update. You can tell the little details, like Miles's triangle lining goes deeper down. And the red stripes go all the way across his arms. Peter's symbol is slightly smaller, and his waistband seems different. It's just like smaller upgrades that don't really matter, because you can change suits in the game, you know, in general.
Exactly.
So it doesn't really make a difference that much. I would have liked to see something different, you know, as a base suit. I've never been a humongous fan of the advanced suit with the white symbol and everything. It's grown on me. Like, I think it's cool, and I think like when you saw it Into the Spider-Verse, it looked really nice.
Yeah.
And like when you see it like in comic form, it looks really nice too. And I like that he kind of has like these like knuckle guards and things. Like it looks cool.
Yeah.
But I would have liked to see, I don't know, a little bit more of an update in general. Maybe there will be. You know, this is just a teaser, so maybe they're just trying to fake us out or something. You know. Next we have the Big Kahuna.
Yes.
God of War. And this seems like it's some gameplay, no?
Now, you haven't...
Have not seen it. Now, we're into territory.
I'm actually going to turn the volume up a smidge.
Yeah, just so we can hear it, right?
Yeah. I mean, fucking who cares if the podcast
hears it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's play. Let's press play on this.
Yeah, let's live reaction. Here we go. There's our boy.
Okay. He's looking cool.
He's got a fur cloak now.
Yeah, he's got a fur cloak now. Okay. Even more stoic.
Yep.
He's in a cave, though, which is interesting.
There's Atreus.
I would have expected him to be older.
He is older.
He is older?
You gotta see how tall he is now.
Oh, okay. He just looks the same. Oh, he is older. Okay, I can
tell. His voice is also deeper, too.
Okay. Yeah, I hear it. Okay, so they're going to focus on his Loki origin. Oh, shit. She's back? Okay.
Yeah, she's...
With a vengeance.
With a vengeance.
Oh, God. What's happening?
Uh-oh.
Oh, buffering.
Buffer.
You got to love
it. Oh, are you on, like, a super high...
No, I'm only on 1080p. Let's try to go down to 720. And we'll run it back a little bit.
You cannot watch this trailer. It's too intense.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, because it was inevitable that the Atreus actor was going
to... Yeah, I mean, he'd have to get older. Because at the end of the game, it said 5 years, no?
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was a given that he'd be older. All right, we're on 720 now. Let's just get back to the part where we were at. Okay, that's close enough.
Yeah.
Okay. I like his new suit. It looks cool. He has, like, armor now.
Freya's super pissed.
Yeah, right. And I really hope they up the, like, the gameplay a little bit in this one. It got a little repetitive in the first God of War.
Yeah, but, I mean...
Okay, so they still have the head. That's cool.
Yeah, he's riding out of his mouth.
That's dog cool. Sledding. Dog sledding? That's sick. Okay, so we're entering a new type of environment.
Too. Yeah, so I think the gist is that they're looking for a tier to get answers.
Okay.
The dwarves are back.
Okay, the dwarves are back. Sick.
Look at Tully. He's like, he's got
he's definitely taller. Yeah, he's kind of a foot taller.
Another dwarf. New enemies.
Okay, you got a chain mechanics now. You can grapple and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, there are some new things.
That's cool. Okay, so Atreus wants to go to war. Kratos is done with war, seems like. Oh, he's got the, okay.
Yeah, he's still got the Blades of Chaos.
Still got the Blades of Chaos.
And ooh, it's Thor! Ooh,
Thor. Are they did they show his design, like, fully?
Not in the trailer, but there is a design out there.
Okay.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, because, I mean, he has to show up, like, first, right? Because that's, like, the ending scene of the last game. Yeah. Is that he shows up, so he has to be, like, one of the first bosses, I'd imagine. Yeah.
Also, you do not see... Oh, you get fight the centaurs, you know?
Yeah, dude. Holy shit.
Atreus gets some new skills.
Yeah, because he has the magic. I saw him doing projection. That's cool.
I'm kind of disappointed they showed us in the trailer.
Like, who it is?
Yeah. He's so fucking tall.
Damn.
Norse boys be big.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Now,
who's that?
So, I pulled this up because people were talking about this. that is Angbordia? Angerboda?
Angerboda.
Angerboda.
Okay.
So, she is the wife of Loki.
Oh, so, okay. So we're getting into more lore here.
So yeah, that's gonna lead somewhere.
Yeah, I mean they're probably gonna end it with a trilogy. You think, right? Probably,
maybe, because I've also been hearing that this is apparently the last part of the Norse stuff.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So then it also brings the question of like, are we going into something else?
Like Egyptian question mark? I mean, what else could we do?
Because that's where Tyr was going when you saw that all his murals and stuff. Like he went to Japan and went into Egypt and like, are we going? What's going on?
Yeah, right. You're wondering what's gonna happen, right?
I mean, it'd be cool if it was if they actually make it like a, I don't know, what's the word? Not a trilogy, a duology, I guess.
Yeah.
Because that's rare. You only really always have it as a trilogy format.
Yeah, right. So that's interesting to see.
But also, right. You don't see him in this trailer. Apparently, there is an actor already confirmed for Odin.
Okay.
So Odin might also show up.
That'd be sick. Probably at the end or something.
Yeah. Okay. You can also, if you want to, you can probably check what the Thor design looks like. There he is.
This dude?
Yep. Chonky.
Oh, he is chonky.
He's a big boy.
Damn, he's got a beer belly.
Yeah, yeah, of course he does.
It's holy Thor. Crap. He looks cool as hell, though. I like the way that Mjolnir looks. It's like a different design for it.
So, my favorite, I mean, we'll get to this, I think, when we eventually do the Norse episode. But, like, Marvel Thor has kind of put out this misnomer that Mjolnir is like a big old lightning hammer.
Yeah.
But in Norse mythology, Mjolnir is like a fucking nuke.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not that Thor is like noble enough to wield it. It's like, he's the only one who's strong enough to hold it. This.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, and we kind of saw it at the end of God of War 1 where it's like, he comes down and it's just like the roof of the house is getting torn up by lightning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, boy.
There's like a storm coming.
And like you saw that fucking giant get knocked out.
Yeah.
By this guy. It's like, oh, he's going to be a fucking hard boss
fight. Yeah, dude. He's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder how Kratos is going to kill him. If he even can.
He's going to, yeah.
Maybe Thor's the one that kills him. Remember, because he is destined to die, isn't he?
So here's,
I think Loki will do it though, right? Atreus.
So here's the thing, right? With how Ragnarok works, what's supposed to happen is Thor and
the serpent
Jormungandr
fight to the death.
Fight. Thor kills it, but its fang gets him. He takes 9 steps and dies. That's supposed to happen. It's supposed to be a draw.
Yeah.
And Odin is supposed to be eaten by Fenrir, the wolf. And Loki and Heimdall kill each other. That's what's supposed to happen.
Okay.
Here, who the fuck
knows? Who
knows?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Who knows?
I don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
That's exciting, though. I'm excited to see what's going on with that.
Yeah. Everyone on Twitter has been exploding because all the developers are like, we can finally talk about it.
Ah! Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can finally say stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And there is the cover up. Oh, that's also the girl. That's the name. I don't know how you say it.
Engbroda.
Engbroda? I don't know.
Yeah. Engbroda.
Yeah. And then on top is the, I guess, cover for the game.
Oh, this is the cover?
I think so.
That's nice.
He's got a sick-ass cloak.
Yeah, he does. They keep making him cooler, man. More stoic looking with every game.
The beard gets bigger.
All right, so let's move on. The next one is very exciting.
Yeah.
So Insomniac Games is the one that's responsible for the Marvel Spider-Man games. And now they're venturing out, doing a little more Marvel stuff. And we have the reveal trailer for Marvel's Wolverine.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at that. I have not seen anything. Yeah,
this is very teasery. It's just
impressive. I'm sure it is. Okay, I like the music.
Yeah. Some bar, you know.
Yeah, that he's like totally destroyed.
Fucking trashed.
Yeah. I mean, if this is what the cutscenes look like, it's gonna look sick. Oof, man. That looks, that game's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
I already can tell it's gonna be crazy.
I'm just wondering how it's going to play.
That's what I want to know too, man. I definitely want to know how it's going to play.
Because, like, you can't do it like Spider-Man.
No, well, of course not, because he swings around. The only thing I could think of is that he climbs buildings with his claws. Oh. Yeah, that's probably what they're going to do.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, what else can they do?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
To traverse areas, you know, he has to climb with his claws. That's what he's going to do.
Right.
Dude, that's going to be so sick with the suits and everything, too. I hope they have the X-Force one, the black and gray one.
Oh, they probably will.
Dude.
Insomniac's been very good with giving
it. Yeah, movies. They're probably going to have the one where he first comes out of the tank. You know, he has a helmet thing on. And he's like, yeah, it's going to be sick. I'm super excited for this game.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see if he's like slashing cars up and stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder like how far they're going to go.
Definitely.
It's hard to say much because there's not much that was shown. Oh, yeah,
it's very short,
like,
teaser.
Hey, this is happening like 2025 probably. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because they already said Spider-Man 2 is coming out 2023. So that's like their main focus. So, All right, moving along, we have Project Eve. I don't really know much about this. Have we spoken about this before?
No, I just was watching the thing. You don't really need to hear it. But I was just like, it looks like Bayonetta, Astral Chain.
Oh, I see. It's like a...
It's like an anime fight.
Okay.
Kind of code vein.
Oh, hey, okay.
Yeah, that's Bayonetta.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, I see what kind of game this is going to be. Like a JRPG almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I always love my character action. I like that. It just also looked like weird because like it was kind of Dead Spacey.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it looks like it takes place in space, which is
No, hang on. Like, check. You get a wide shot of like where she's actually fighting. If
oh my god, not again. Oh my goodness,
what's going on man.
The buffer, dude. You tell me, is your Wi-Fi fool? You tell me.
My Wi-Fi is working just fine.
Oh, is it? If that were the case, it wouldn't be doing this. Nah, would it? All right, let's try that again. Oh, I skipped way too far ahead.
Yeah,
all right, let's, right here is fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Getting smacked around in space.
Yeah, in space, which looks cool.
So that's what I mean by Dead Space.
Yeah.
Where it's like...
Whoa, what the hell is that?
Giant space monster.
It looks like the Watchtower. That's from Justice League. That looks... Okay.
It's giving me like near...
It's like, it's definitely an I can't say the word, oh my god.
Apocalyptic.
There it is. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, it definitely looks like that, right? Like future-esque.
Yeah.
That's interesting, though. Usually these games don't interest me, but this seems kind of cool.
Yeah, because Code Vein kind of had that, like...
Yeah, Code Vein was cool, too. Like, the customization for Code Vein was cool.
Yeah.
But...
It's just like...
I like the character design for her too. She looks nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She has like a look too. You know, it's appealing.
Yeah.
I like her design. Shut up.
I just like the combat's actually looking.
Yeah, the combat looks cool. But I like her suit too. I do. Like the colors and everything and like the way it's designed. I like that a lot.
Monster design is also freaky. It's like Lovecraft.
That's true too. It does give me like a Dead Space vibe with the creatures and everything. Yeah. Like the aliens or whatever the hell it is. It kind of almost gives me like a Last of Us vibe too.
Yeah, except it's probably got a better story.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about Last of Us 2, right?
Yeah, Last of Us 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
cool. This looks awesome. Do you want to finish it out or do you think?
I think you got the gist.
Yeah.
I just saw this and I was like, okay, I'm going to keep my eye on this.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's happening with Platinum. So.
So we have our next one, which is another cinematic trailer.
A surprise.
Yes, this one's a surprise for me, yeah. So this is a Knights of the Old Republic remake.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at this.
Yeah.
All right, Lucasfilm Games. Aspire, do you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Aspire probably is what it is.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, it's my boy.
It's your boy.
It's my boy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, he looks mean as hell. Are they gonna do it?
Yeah!
It's my boy. Oh, he looks so cool, man. Oh my God, Darth Revan. Darth Revan is the guy, man.
Pocket sand.
We got to do another Star Wars episode where we talk about the Old Republic so we can get into Revan a little bit.
I've never actually played Knights of the Old Republic.
I haven't either, but I know a little bit of the lore, which but is like cool.
Now.
Yeah.
You know, if it looks good.
Mm-hmm. It's a PS5 exclusive, too. Is it?
Is it?
Well, why else would they show it here? It said only PS5. It didn't say anything about it. I mean, I guess, check the, Yeah, your connection is pooping out, bro.
I don't know what's going on.
It's definitely your connection. Let's take a look here.
Timed exclusive.
Okay.
Which, are you gonna, like, what, you can play on Xbox? What?
No, I think it means like it's on PS5 exclusively for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so you're just making a joke, which is bad.
I was like, why would you play on anything else?
Oh, that's what you were trying to say? Yeah, I'm like, sorry, I thought you'd be sarcastic.
Yeah, like, you're going to play on Xbox?
What?
Why? You have one?
Bro, you paid for that shit? Yeah. Do you?
I know the PS5 is hard to get, but like, you didn't have
it to. It is really hard to get. Is you know, it still you hard? Know, I've already yeah, it is. You know, I've already seen slates for PS5 Pro. They said that they're going to do the PS5 Pro in like 2 or 3 years.
You better fucking learn how to sell it and have it like one only.
Well, COVID, you know.
No, one only. You only can buy one at a checkout.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You know, you can't be like, I want to buy 20.
No, seriously, right? But now, you know, honestly, with the Pro, I might just wait.
Honestly, yeah, God of War is on PS4, so I'm like,
I don't have a purpose to get Spider-Man 2 doesn't come out till 2023.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens then.
Hopefully, I have a sustainable
income. Yeah, it's like 2 years from now, like, you know what I mean. So I don't.
In
really
that
care.
Same vein, please support the podcast. But
yes, please. Hopefully, we'll be doing this in 2023, and we can talk about it. But
yeah,
all right. So our last one is a game that I have no clue about. And it's called Forspoken.
You know what it is. You've seen it.
I've seen it, but I probably just don't know. All right, yeah. So let's figure it out, okay? This is a gameplay trailer, so we get to look at some gameplay, which is always nice.
Like, game stuff looked
Square
cool.
Square Enix, okay.
Yeah, Square Enix. It looked cool.
All right, so far, this looks cool.
Story kind of cringe from what I've been hearing.
I look at the little kitty. The cat looks so cute.
I've never seen a fluffy Siamese cat before, and that was weird.
That is weird.
I think this game was because it's running on the Unreal 5.
Yeah, it definitely is, dude.
So she got isekai'd into somewhere.
Okay, so it's an isekai already. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like a Life is Strange type of game.
I don't think so.
I mean, the gameplay looks crazy, though, so far.
You haven't seen the gameplay yet. You hold on, buddy.
Okay.
Hold on.
Is this Portal?
Imagine. Yeah, Portal closes. Yeah, I just...
Hello? Oh, my God, Michael.
No, I'm sorry. I can't control this.
But it's weird. When I refresh, it works.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, Ming. I don't know.
It's just weird because some of the... I don't know if it's because of the trailer.
Yeah.
But like some of the dialogue is just kind of like...
Is it cringe?
Kind of cringe. I'm like, you didn't need to be like so...
In your face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, also there's like a weird like disembodied voice gimmick psychic thing.
What is this, Shang-Chi? She got the Ten of Rings. Oh wow, that was a weird costume change. That's cool. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
That could just be for the trailer, though. I hope so.
I
hope she's not narrating like that. Oh, that looks sick as hell, though.
The gameplay looks fucking good.
Yeah, the gameplay looks sick.
And, like, environments look rad. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I want to be optimistic, and oh, that face didn't look good. But
yeah, but it is pre-footage. It's not done.
Yeah.
So you give it with a grain of salt for now.
Yeah. But my gameplay wise, it looks really cool.
It does look cool. So, I don't even know what it reminds me of. It's almost like a JRPG too, though. It seems like it's inspired.
Well, it's Square Enix, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of got like a Final Fantasy.
Yeah. Okay.
Ish vibe.
Interesting.
So, optimistic. I just tone down the narrator.
Yeah. I agree.
The self-aware.
Yeah.
Jokes. And your main antagonist is Lady Gaga.
Wait, what? I was about to say. Okay, so that looks interesting. The gameplay looks cool.
Yeah.
I probably won't buy it.
I mean, I'll definitely just keep my eye
on it. I'll keep my eye on it, but I probably won't get it. The other ones look interesting, though. Like Wolverine, obviously, Spider-Man, God of War, Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
You know?
Project Eve, maybe.
Yeah, Project Eve, maybe. I have to see more of it. You know?
And then also just other ones that you probably might be interested in. They have an Alan Wake remake.
Okay.
So if you're interested in the horror, spooky, supernatural stuff, that's there. And then they had a weird trailer for Gran Turismo.
Okay.
Where it was like half the trailer was just, you're looking at cars and there's just organ music in the background. And you're like, what? What's happening right now?
You know, I had to throw it on just to see.
All right. Sure. Yep, they play.
I thought it was playing before, okay? You can see that clearly. Okay. That makes sense a little bit, I guess. You hear that in racing games sometimes, like that kind of style.
No, but it just keeps going.
Oh, yeah, that's weird as hell.
This sounds like a horror. Gran Turismo brought to you by Bach.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
And I would get it if it was like, you know, the opening and then it got into the mix, but it's just like, it goes for like a minute and a half.
It's just like the whole trailer. Okay, so
I almost got a heart attack because I thought it was Bloodborne. I was like, what?
Yeah, right.
The Bane switch.
Yeah, that's really weird. This is like very, like, not read the room type, you know what I mean? It's like, this is not the music for something.
I mean, eventually
this.
It does like kick into a thing, but you're just kind of like, all right. Yeah, because then you get, there you go.
Okay.
It gets into electronic stuff, but I was just like, you want to get there?
It's like you've been dragging it out a little bit. Okay, I don't care anymore. Yeah. That was so
it was just so weird. I was just like,
yeah, that's peculiar to say the least.
Someone's like, I'm gonna appeal to the classical crowd.
It's like they're gonna buy my car game.
They're gonna buy my car game. Oh man. Yeah, well, there you go. PlayStation Conference.
Yeah. Have we bored you yet?
Wow. Oh, that looks cool.
That looks great.
Doesn't that translate well to a audio-only podcast?
Bruh.
Listen, you know, we're telling you what these are. If you're interested, check it out.
Check it out. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
You got to take some initiative. Listen,
yeah, man. Listen, all right?
I can't
do it all.
I can't just spoonful feel you like all... Damn my words!
What are words? I can't Well, this has been another episode of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast.
Yeah, are we wrapping it up? All right. Sure.
I mean, after that, what else can we say?
I don't know.
Thanks again for watching. I'm Jake.
I'm Michael.
Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.